chairman of the National Nine Mornings Committee, Orandibo Manichal, says this year's launch of the National Christmas and Nine Mornings Festival is expected to be the biggest to date. He says the committee has been holding a number of meetings and planning sessions with stakeholders involved in the festival in an effort to improve the entire program of events.
The official launch date of the 2024 National Nine Mornings and Christmas Festival, Sunday, December 1st, and we've already engaged with all of our major stakeholders and community groups and organizations. We've been meeting throughout the year. We've been planning, we've been making adjustments to our programming, and we've been adopting some of the feedback that we've gotten from last year's production. And I can say that we're excited about what we would be able to present this year. Of course, every year, you know, we try to top what we did the year before. Some of the groups have already indicated some of their programming, waiting their launch date, and over the next few weeks, we'll be finalizing details for some of the new initiatives that we'll be undertaking this year.
Charles says this year, the organizers will be sticking to a number of the traditions for the launch, which will start with a parade around Capital Kingston on Sunday, December 1st, and culminate with a cultural program at Heritage Square. He says there will also be a number of new additions to the launch.
This year we try to stick with some of the traditions, so we'll be presenting the community groups and organizations in the usual parade in Kingston. We'll also be tweaking things here or there to add new flavors and variations, but this is usually an opportunity for the community groups to come together to sort of introduce themselves and their programming and to give a taste to the Vincentian public of what they can expect for Nine Mornings 2024. As usual, we'll be turning on the lights at Heritage Square. We are looking forward to some new designs there as well. And we'll be preparing for, hopefully, an earlier launch date for the community lighting up and Nine Morning programming.
Charles says community participation in the different aspects of the National Christmas and Nine Mornings Festival has grown tremendously, and some changes in the way the judging takes place will be implemented this year.
Vinlec community lighting competition has grown exponentially over the last few years, and the Christmas festival participation in terms of community engagement has been growing as well. We had over 60 communities involved last year. So at our retreat with the community organizations, we made a determination to make adjustments to sort of keep in line with that growth. And one of the areas that we are adjusting is in the area of the judging. Previously, we would have had one set of judges to go around the state in Vincent and the Grenadines to judge the community lighting and private home lighting and so on. And that's become quite tedious. So we have chosen to have two sets of judges this year. One set would judge the private homes and one set would judge the community.
Chairman of the National Nine Mornings Committee, Orandibo Manichal. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.